Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, September 10th. Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you. Let's be thinking of a person that we thank God for, a place, a thing, and most importantly, some of the attributes of God which stand out to us today that we can thank Him for. Show our gratitude to Him for all that He is and all that He does. We're in 1 Corinthians today, chapter 13. This is the love chapter, reminding us that love is what remains with us. Even when we get into heaven, we will still have love. And we'll talk more about that at the end of the podcast. What if I could speak all languages of humans and even of angels? If I did not love others, I would be nothing more than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. What if I could prophesy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge? And what if I had faith that moved mountains? I would be nothing unless I loved others. What if I gave away all that I owned and let myself be burned alive? I would gain nothing unless I loved others. Love is patient and kind, never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. Everyone who prophesies will stop, and unknown languages will no longer be spoken. All that we know will be forgotten. We don't know everything, and our prophecies are not complete. But what is perfect will someday appear, and what isn't perfect will then disappear. When we were children, we thought and reasoned as children do. But when we grew up, we quit our childish ways. Now all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Later, we will see Him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will, just as God completely understands us. For now, there are fate, hope, and love. But of these three, the greatest is love. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Were you challenged as I was as we read this passage together? Love is patient and kind, never jealous or boastful. I can go on and on. Lord, we're thankful that You fully met the requirements of love. And You are working in us to help us to be loving kinds of people. Then I like the image that was given, especially here in the Contemporary English Version, that we see God right now as like a cloudy picture in a mirror. We can't fully comprehend Him, but one day it says we'll see Him face to face. And in the meantime, we have faith in Him. We have faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given of Himself so that we can have eternal life and abundant life. And we have hope in the promises of God, especially hope in the promise that He is coming back. And when we die in this world, we will be raised in newness of life with Him in eternity. And then finally, we have love. And it says the greatest of these three things is love. Was that curious to you? Or have you heard it preached on before? I think the point is that love endures. Even when we see Jesus face to face, we won't have to have faith anymore. We won't have to have hope in that promise. But we'll have love because we will recognize even more fully, perhaps, all that Jesus has done for us. After I pray, I have a special treat for us. Do you remember when Adam Wright in the corner room came to Mountain Brook Baptist last year? Well, he has a song called Love Never Ends, and it's based on 1 Corinthians 13. And I thought this would be a wonderful way for us to remember the themes of Scripture as we go into our day. So I hope you'll enjoy that after we pray together. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your Spirit who works through your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can have faith and hope, trusting in your eternal promises, knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us, hanging our hat on the promises of Scripture. And ultimately, Lord, we turn to you knowing that Jesus Christ has given us the best picture of love. Throughout the day, remind us to be grateful. Bring to mind people for whom we are grateful. We thank you, Lord, for placing us in community, in families, where we see your hand at work. We pray, Lord, for a place, or just help us to be thankful for each place we enter today. Help us to be so aware of your Spirit that we are consumed with gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for the little things in life. Continue to make us aware of how you gift us with joys throughout the day. Lord, we thank you that your love never fails. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. But rejoices with never ends. Never ends.